Ladies, let me ask you something. Who are you? I mean, really, who are you? Beyond the roles you play, beyond the responsibilities you carry, who is that woman behind it all? Because too often we pour into our businesses, into our families, into our communities, but we forget to pour into ourselves. And today we're going to change that because our next speaker is here to help us reconnect with who we truly are, so we can really lead and grow and thrive from the place of wholeness. Now, I want you to really pay attention. So go grab your pen, go grab your pad, because we have Fletcher here with us. She's an author, she's a mentor, she's a community leader, and she's dedicated in inspiring and empowering others through self-healing, journaling, and personal growth. So Kiara is here to turn your pain into purpose, y'all. So y'all better pay attention. Launching her project HEAL, H-E-A-L, and The Key Journey, she is really guiding others through adversity and transformation. Now, her journey of resilience and impact is nothing short of powerful. So in this session, we're going to dive deep because we are here to build thriving businesses and lives. So let's welcome Fletcher. Welcome to the show. How are ya?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here to just share with all of the women. This is such an amazing experience, Nita. I'm so thankful for you even having this platform and doing this. It's extremely important. I'm just so grateful and so honored to be here. Thank you
so much. Yeah, thank you. And it's good to have you too. I really love what you're doing out in the world and how you're impacting lives. And I know that these women are really just trying to get their game on for 2025. 2025 cannot look like 2024. It is time to show up, to do different things, to be our true selves, to be authentic. And so that's why I knew that this conversation was going to be really powerful. And I'm excited to get it started. We need to understand our identity. We need to understand our purpose, right? And yes. So many women are defined by their roles. Oh, I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a business owner. I did this in my career. But they struggle. Yes. They struggle to answer, who am I really? Like, beyond all of that, who am I? Right? Mm-hmm. And I wanted you to take us through that. Why is self-identity so crucial for them in their personal and business success?
Well, see, the thing about self-identity is it's really just knowing who you are behind all of the titles. You know, we deal with so much in the world that's going on. We're showing up in our businesses. We're showing up for our families, for our children, for our careers. And a lot of times we need to really sit and think about who we are and showing up for ourselves, right? I am a woman of faith. What a man thinketh, so is he. So the things that we think about, the things that we, you know, come to our mind, that is who we are. Like, what we think about is what we're going to do. So it's just so important for us to really like know who we are, like the values that we live by, the things that we stand for, the things that we believe in, to be able to show up in all of the areas that we want to show up in. But we can't do that until we know who we are, right? So when you think about, you know, your identity, you have to know who you are so that when you're stepping into these roles and these places, can't nobody tell you nothing about yourself because you know who you are, right? It's so easy for us to have all of these roles and show up in these places, and it'll be easier for people to alter and tell you what it is about yourself if you don't know yourself. So before you're showing up as mom, before you're showing up as teacher, before you're showing up as doctor, before you're showing up as nonprofit owners or community activists or leaders or whatever your business is, you first have to know who you are with, and that starts on the inside of you. So it's just extremely important to remember that and to know that your values and your core means of who you are is what really matters in knowing yourself.
Yeah, and there's a lot that goes with that, right? Knowing yourself, knowing your core values. You started with scripture, how man thinketh, so is he. And that is very true. That's just true in life or in not. And I'm a woman of faith as well. So I definitely lean on the word of God a lot in my life, especially to be able to transform how I see myself, because how God sees us is so different than sometimes the way we see ourselves. Yes. And let's just face it, God is just way better at it than we are, right? So I like to make sure I put God's view of me first before I do anything else. So thank you for that. That was really powerful. If you don't know who you are, people will alter who you are. I'm like, what? ahead, girl. Yes, that is so true. Because they'll only can see you the way you present yourself. And yes. I always tell people, like, when they say, oh, you know, I was talking to someone yesterday and she was saying, you know, her ex-husband is just not a good person. And she was saying, how, why do I always have all these bad men that I, you know, have these, all these bad men in my life? And I always say, it's because of the way you see yourself. You don't see yourself worthy enough to have a good man. So you keep going after the bad ones because they, you're secure in that action.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So if you don't know yourself, and I'm going to send her this, if you don't know yourself, others will alter that for you. Right. That's so good, girl. That was good. Self-neglect thing. They neglect themselves. Right. So, and I think it's because as women, we feel guilty. We feel guilty if we are running after a business, but we have kids. So we just, we won't run after it, or running after a career, but we have a spouse or whatever. So we always feel guilty that we're neglecting that person. And therefore we self-neglect. Right. So I want to break that cycle. So I, you know, all these women that are here, so many of them put themselves last. And I wanted you to walk us through, like, how can we start prioritizing our well-being and really not feel the guilt and just do the thing, right? So help us with that.
Yeah, so I would definitely say it starts with balance, right? So it is okay to show up in all of your roles in the areas of your life, but it is also extremely important to have that balance for yourself, right? We cannot pour from an empty cup. So if we are trying to show up in all of these roles, if we're trying to be the wife, if we're trying to be the mother, if we're trying to be the business owner, the entrepreneur, we have to be able to fuel ourselves first before we can show up in the world. So when I say balance, I mean, like, yes, it's okay to say, I'm going to show up at this event, I'm going to work, I'm going to do this, that, and the third. But at the same time, at 5 o'clock, I know that I need to be home because I need some me time. So when you talk about balance and boundaries, like, that's a real thing that I feel like as women, especially, you know, in society today, it's extremely important to be able to have that balance and have those boundaries to say, okay, this is enough. I am full in this area. This is too much for me. I'm overstimulated. Let me take a step back and have some time for myself. That is okay. I know we want to be strong women. We want to show up. We want to be superwoman, but it is okay to have that balance and create those boundaries to say, like, all right, this is enough for me. Like, this is enough for me today. I'm going to put it down and pick it up back tomorrow. And sometimes we need that. Sometimes we're just running, running, running to the point where our bodies will literally shut down for us if we're not able to take a step back and shut down ourselves or give ourselves that time and that grace period to say that I need rest. So having the balance, you know, setting times, setting those cutoff times is extremely important for the roles and for the areas in our lives that we may need to show up for people. And then also, like, you know, putting ourselves first while doing so. So it's okay just to know that, you know, balance and boundaries is a thing, and recognizing them as well.
That is so true. And I think that's something that we struggle with, right? Because if we have, you know, if we are running all day and somebody else asks us for something, we feel like we have to do it. And that's that people-pleasing mentality that we have to start checking. It's when you are not even filling your cup, like you said, you can't pour out of an empty cup. It's like the same thing with the airline pilot, right? He says, put your oxygen mask on first before you can even help your child or whoever, because if you ain't breathing, they're not breathing, right? Exactly. And I think there has to be, you know, we have to stop feeling guilty, and we have to stop feeling like everybody else's ideas are our ideas. Like, if they want to live their life like that, let them live their life like that. But you have to find that, like you called it, balance and boundaries, balance and boundaries, B&B. It's super important because, you know, I did this event and everything. Then after five, I was going home to just be me, like, relax and be. And that's true. Like, even with your work, ladies, as all of you are starting to build or grow your businesses, sometimes you got to pull away from that computer. You got to pull away from all of this and just step away and go walk somewhere, go feet on the ground, go hug a tree. I don't care what you do. Go pray. Whatever you got to do to get yourself back to self, because otherwise you are constantly running after what somebody else thinks you should be doing. And that's a very difficult place to be, because everybody has their own opinions. So, you know, I know that you have healed a lot through reflection and self-discovery and knowing who you are and learning your boundaries and all that stuff, right? Now, you've overcome some deep personal loss and some traumas in your life, and this has turned you into having purpose. And I wanted you to talk to the women about how journaling and how mentorship and all of that, how that has helped you heal, and how can the women who are healed use these kind of tools to just reconnect with themselves.
In the beginning, I didn't really know how to accept it at first until I was able to like acknowledge it and then say, this is a real thing. Like either I'm going to allow it to take me out or I'm going to do something about it. But what I cannot do is sit in it and just sit here and suffer and waste my life. Like I can't do that. So then I decided to say, you know what, okay, Kira, what can you do? Like you have to get out of this. You can't sit here, right? So I decided to find like healthy coping mechanisms to be able to deal with the things that I was dealing with on the inside. So because it was showing on the outside, of course, but really just dealing with the things on the inside and accepting that there was a problem. So then I got into journaling. And this was really helping me. Like I was able to like write down the things that I was dealing with. Sometimes we say, oh, you find people where they have a lot of friends or people that don't have friends, or even for the people who do have, they have like lives outside of just being able to sit on the phone with you all day and hear your stories, because everyone is going through something. And that's extremely important to ladies. We have to know that you are not alone. Because you are going through something does not mean that someone else isn't. Everybody is dealing with a lot of things. There's a lot of things going on that we don't know about. So that grace thing right there in itself is also extremely important. But I started to journal and I started to write letters to myself. This is extremely important. I suggest that you guys would do it, writing letters and journaling to yourself, because you're able to get your emotions out. If you don't have a friend to phone and to talk to, then journaling helps. Like it allows you to write the things down. It allows you to self-reflect, to look back at the things when, you know, you do get through some things or a time period goes by. You're able to read back in those journals or in those letters that you wrote yourself like, dang, like God really brought me through this. There was a time when I was really, really down, but now look where I am today. It's just a reminder and a self-reflection to allow you to get your emotions out. First of all, like after you acknowledge them, but then also move forward and say, okay, well, how can I turn this pain into passion? And that's what I did. So I started to journal. I started to like give myself time to think. There were times where I literally sat by myself and I cried, but I needed to be by myself because I needed to hear myself think. A lot of times too, we think that when we are dealing with things that we need to be going and going and going, but it's like, no, that's not actually dealing with it. That's actually just like putting a mask on the feelings. But when you go home at night, you're still dealing with this thing. So journaling was extremely helpful to my healing process. And I would literally suggest it to anybody. Journaling, writing, praying, allowing yourself to sit in that time and to hear yourself think out, and just really being like, okay, like this is a real thing. How can I deal with this? How can I heal from this? How can I move forward?
Yeah, and you really have to start. That's the whole point, right? Is you have to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere. And I wanted you to talk to us about how you started to identify this, right? Because sometimes we can sit in our stuff for a very long time and we don't deal with it. We just like sit in it, right? So I wanted you to talk to these women so that they can see some signs that maybe they have lost touch with who their true self is. So let's talk about that. I want you to take us through that. What are some signs that you see the women that you work with and yourself? What have you seen where women have lost touch with their true self, and how can they begin to start this healing process? And I know you talked about journaling and all that great stuff, and all of that is very important. But how do they even know where to start? Like, how do they know they're even going through it?
Yeah, so the signs that someone has lost themselves could be multiple signs. It can go either way, right? So there may be a sign where you are overstimulating, where you are literally overworking yourself. You're trying to keep busy. You're trying to keep going because you're not trying to, I'm not going to say you're not trying to deal with things, but it's just like you're trying to mask everything. Like you don't really want to feel, you don't really want to acknowledge there is something going on. So you're just like overdoing it for yourself. You're just like moving through the world. Like you're just blinded. You don't see, you don't feel. And you're just like, I'm just out here. I'm moving in the world. And then there are, you know, the other sides too, where you're just like underdoing, like you are not moving. You're not working. You know, things are, everything around you is just like down. So like, I think that those are the signs for, you know, someone who is losing themselves. And a lot of times when you are dealing with things, it's really hard to notice it while you're in it. And sometimes it takes, you know, the outside people or like, you know, your friends or your family to notice like, hey, let me check in. Are you okay? Like something is wrong, to know that something is off and that you are not being yourself. And it's extremely important to say, hey, you know what? Like actually recognizing and listening to that, because sometimes we don't know that we're off until things get really, really bad. I think it's important to make sure that you're having like the community and also listening to the people around you when they say like, hey, are you okay? You know, and it's okay to say, no, I'm not okay. A lot of times too, like we get to a point where we really don't want to tell people that we are not okay because we want to be able to just keep going. We don't want people to feel bad for us. We don't want people doing things for us, but it is okay to seek help and to know that people around you care about you.
That's so true. I wish that we understood that there are people who care, you know? And I think it's like sometimes if you grow up in a hard or harsh environment, at least when I grew up, it was more like don't be seen or heard type of thing. If you cried, it was like, I'll give you something to cry about type of thing. So you learn to suck up your emotions. You learn to not talk about it. You learn to not ask anybody for help because you're weak. Those kind of stupid things that we are taught with maybe a harsh family or the world, for instance. I wish women would just understand that there are women out here who actually just want to help you, period. You know, like we just want to help you, period. And I think that's why this event has been so powerful for me, is because I've been able to have people understand that they can own their story and that they can step into their power, that they can create the business they want to create. You know, you need systems, you need all that stuff. Yes. But you also need the mindset. You also need the strategy. You also need to know how to step up and show up as you, right?
Yes.
And you touched on how you had, you know, the loss of your siblings, and that was very painful for you. And you've turned that pain into purpose. And now you're using that voice to uplift others. What advice would you give a woman listening right now who is maybe afraid to step into her power and really just show up as her true self because of judgment? She's just afraid she's not good enough. Whatever that is, help her through that right now. Like help her through understanding that she shouldn't be afraid to step into her power and she can embrace her true self.
Yes, definitely believe in yourself, right? When I was going through my things, I had to really like shape my mindset. And I started to think of it this way, right? I'm like, if I believe in myself and I put my story out there, I know that I'm going to reach a certain level of success. And before I get to that point, I'm going to tell my own story so that when I do get to that point, there is nothing that no one can tell me about myself that I haven't already put out myself. So when you are being who you are, when you are sticking to your values, what you believe in, what you stand for, there's no other lane. You know how they say, stay in your lane, like don't swerve in nobody else's lane. When you are literally doing you, and Nina, just like you were saying, like the things that, you know, like I did, like I turned my pain into passion. So the things that I'm doing as far as like my business and everything that I have going on, it came right for me. Like it wasn't like something that I just wanted to be like, okay, I want to go do this because this person is doing that. Like, no, look, I took my own things and I turned it into something. And I think that that's important too. So when I'm telling you guys to believe in yourself, whatever it is that you are going through, whatever it is that you are dealing with, know that you can turn that into something because somebody else may need that. You know, like it may be hard, you know, getting started in the beginning, but all you have to do is believe in yourself. Like whatever it is, like I said, whatever you think that you in your mind that you can do or you want to do, you can do it. But just believe in yourself first. That's extremely, extremely important. Everything else after that will follow. Like doors will open for you. When you stay true to who you are, when you believe in yourself, I guarantee you not, y'all. I cannot lie to y'all. Like I'm literally doing what has I mean, I always say things don't happen to me. They happen for me. So when you be yourself, when you believe in yourself, doors will start to open for you. You will be successful.
I was saying that success is something that means different things to different people. And one of the biggest points for me of success is that you're showing up as you and not having to show up as anybody else. That is successful. Yes. Because when you can actually turn whatever you've been through into what you want to do in life and the passion that you have, that is success to me. That's successful. And so, yeah, it does. And I think that I think it's very powerful when we can lean into that instead of running away from it, and that we can actually use the things that were, like you said, you thought it happened at you, but maybe it happened for you. I'm talking about the pain of it, the pain that you've gone through can be something that you utilize for whatever God has for you in your life. And so I really thank you for pouring into these women today, because, you know, I know a lot of them are afraid to step into their power. And if they just step in there, they're going to realize that they matter, right? That they really matter. And, you know, we're more than our titles. We're more than our responsibilities. We're more than our past. It's time to rediscover yourself and refill your cup and step into that fullness that God has for you. And I am really grateful for this conversation, Carol. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, this was great. So before we wrap up, though, I want to know how they can get in contact with you. I know that you also have a little freebie for them, so I'd love you to share that with them so that they can connect.
Well, my name is Kiara Fletcher. I'm an author. So you guys can follow me at The Key Journey on Instagram. It's T-H-E-K-E-Y Journey, The Key Journey on Instagram and Facebook, The Key Journey. My website is www.thekeyjourney.com. On there, you will find my 31-day gratitude journal and workbook. And guess what? You guys are going to have a free one pager out of my 31-day gratitude journal and workbook. In that pager, it's going to be guided prompts and practices to guide you along your way into journeying and healing. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Ladies, I told you, right? Powerhouse. I'm going to make sure to link all of her information to this. The team is building out the landing page for all of your free gifts. So we'll have that on there as well. I'm really grateful for all of you ladies who are stepping into a new you, a new version, a new year, all this amazing stuff that you're doing to put out in the world. Like Kiara, taking her pain and putting it into purpose. I hope that anything that is stopping you, you take that and flip it on its head and use it for your purpose. Thank you guys for being here. We are done with this session of the Women Who Lead Summit. Until next time.